Welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, located on unceded Musqueam territory and broadcasting live from Vancouver, British Columbia. My name is Sydney, and you are listening to my fill-in show. So it's just going to be a one-off episode of me playing some great music that I personally love. Today, I'm going to be playing some fast, hard, punk, pop songs, some of them called scream pop, which will be a couple. I'll point them out to you so that you can truly appreciate the music. Just as a forewarning, some of these songs do have a bit of colorful language in them, so don't say I didn't warn you. This first song is called Defection, and it is by a band called Bootlicker from Vancouver, British Columbia. And we're just going to get right into it. Short but sweet. That's what I like to think about that one. So if you like that song, stay tuned for the next hour, because that's what most of what I'll be playing will sound like. Of course, they are all different. These next two songs they have a similar theme, and I'm not going to tell you what it is. I would appreciate if you all took a guess at what could possibly be the theme connecting these next two songs. I won't tell you the titles because it will give it away, but I'll tell you after, once you have properly digested the songs and made a good guess of it. So let's start with the first song.
Make me so wild.
last song was Wet by Daisy and the Scouts, and the song before that was Wet by Girlwood. So can you guess the theme between those two songs? If you can't, you must have not been listening. I'm so sorry. I love the band Girlwood. They call themselves Scream Pop. It's amazing. I haven't been able to find any other band that calls themselves by the same genre, and it's truly unfortunate because the sound is amazing and I'd love to listen to it all day, every day. It is the best thing ever. Next, we are going to listen to three songs, two of which being by a band called Pup, which performed in Vancouver at the beginning of October this year, and one of them by Girlwood again, because I just love them so much. So this first song is Sibling Rivalry by Pup.
Feel the waters low this time of year, the smell of old decay is boys like a normal girl would.
Free at Last by Pup on their newest album Morbid Stuff. Before that you heard I Hate My Mom by Girlwood, and before that was Sibling Rivalry, also by Pup, also on their newest album Morbid Stuff. You are listening to CITR. I'm your host Sydney. We're playing some great songs. I like to think of them as songs that you can just, you know, run while listening to them, a great running playlist or a great playlist to get you hyped up for stuff. Personally, I listen to this kind of music every day, so I'm always hyped up to do anything, even if it's just to go eat breakfast. I'm always hyped. This next song is by a band called Bort. It's a little bit different than the ones I've already played for you, in the sense that it's longer, about 3 times longer than any of the songs I've played so far. It's 6.5 minutes, around there. And on Bandcamp, they kind of highlight their band as stoner rock, metal, stoner metal, whatever you want to call it. That's what they call themselves. And they're also from Vancouver, British Columbia. So that's a little bit of a treat for all of you guys. We are listening to the song Blood Cult by Bort.
Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
This band is really good, and I've been wanting to find out more about local music.
Yeah, I heard about it through CITR and Discorder.
What's that?
It's a radio station. You can review all the music that comes in and help out with touring bands or just do some data entry to get started in their music department.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can just email volunteer at citr.ca and they can help you get into the station or just come in whenever.
Well, I'll be there, so.
Feels like a vortex. All covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your tax.
Do you like that?
Bad at sex, bad at sex. Bad at sex, bad at sex.
How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two.
Be there.
Oh my gosh, Lauren, I have always wanted to be on the radio.
Christy, you know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
What?
Yeah, you can get a show or help with live broadcasts and interview people at shows around the city and make ads and PSAs that play during the shows.
Wow.
Yeah, just email volunteer at CITR.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
I will. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
But the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music. This world, they continue to scream. I am the one that I want to belong. When I die, I'll let you dinner life. But when I saw my dinner life, when I was there, but I didn't know it.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey. Hi. Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
I could be.
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM with me, Sydney, and I'm still going to be here for another half an hour, about, until 12 p.m. lunchtime. Before the ad break, we heard the song Blood Cult by the band Abort from Vancouver, British Columbia. And today is November 1st, and that means a couple of things. It means Halloween was yesterday. Unfortunately, it was on a Thursday, so hopefully you guys didn't party too hard, because we still have class, and we still have work, and we still have responsibilities. To my knowledge, there are plenty of Halloween festivities still going on this November 1st today, and I myself am going to one. Highly top secret. You'll only know I'm there if you are also there. So, unfortunately, you won't be able to party with me unless you're cool like me and know where all the cool parties are at. I'm just kidding. The second thing that November 1st symbolizes for all of us is the start of the Christmas season. As soon as Halloween ends, Christmas begins. This is a common fact that everyone knows around the world. If you don't celebrate Christmas, I'm so sorry that you have to deal with it for over 2 months. It's tragic. Personally, I stopped celebrating Christmas in the 8th grade and then started celebrating again in the 9th grade because I cannot afford to buy things and I like free things. So, personally, I live in residence at the University of British Columbia, and my floor is already decorating for Christmas. They've got their parents coming in, bringing in decorations for their rooms. It's very festive. I myself am listening to Christmas music at every opportunity. It's a little bit sick that I get myself hyped up for Christmas 2 months in advance, but you guys know me. I get hyped up for everything all the time, 24/7. There isn't a single minute where I am not hyped to be doing something. It involves a lot of energy, a lot of carbs, high-carb diet, but I stay hyped. You know me. Next, we are going to be listening to Girlwood yet again. This is the last one I'm playing, which is sad. But you can always go on Bandcamp, on Spotify, on YouTube. Listen to their music. I highly recommend it because the songs I'm playing aren't even their best. And if you think that was good, you're in for a treat. This next song by Girlwood is called I'm Having Sex Tonight, from their newest album, I Sold My Soul to the Devil When I Was 12. So here is Girlwood. Thank you.
I died unknown, stillborn one morning. Letters on paper, they remain. At last my work is done, the picture's gone, but the memory lingers on. Farewell, this one's for you. I used to dream away. Letters on paper thrown away. The story ends untold. My will survives in a thousand future lives. And with that, I bid adieu. I used to dream.
Dazed in Daydreams by Ariel Pink. And before that, you heard I'm Having Sex Tonight by Girl Wood. Continuing on the post-Halloween conversation we were having earlier on CITR with me, Sydney, I'd like to talk about what I did on Halloween last night. My residence had a little bit of a movie night. We watched The Blair Witch Project. It was an okay movie. Not one of my favorites, unfortunately. Something that did stand out to me was around 3/4 of the way through the movie, a couple girls came in late to watch with us or to study in the back because we were in the house lounge. That's fine with me. One of the girls with them decided it would be a perfect time to try out her comedy routine in the middle of us watching The Blair Witch Project. If you haven't seen the movie, I would suggest watching it. It is worth a watch, even if you don't like it. It's the movie that popularized found footage movies. I don't know if you're into that, but it is very interesting to me. So if you don't know what that movie is, it is not a comedy, unfortunately. It is a horror movie. It is a thriller. It's something that'll keep you up at night if you really think about the implications of the movie. Unfortunately, this girl doing her comedy routine directly behind me did not understand this. And about every 30 seconds, she would get bored of the movie or something. I'm not sure. And she would make a cute comment, the first being my favorite, where she leans forward in her chair to talk to me and the person beside me. And she kind of whispers to us, she's like, is this a comedy? And both of us look behind us at her and we're kind of confused, like, what is she talking about? Because I guess some other people were doing some funny things in the room beside us. And I'm like, are you talking about them? Like, are they doing a comedy sketch or something? She's like, no, is this movie a comedy? And I was like, it's Halloween. I don't understand the question. She's like, because this movie isn't scary at all. Well, ma'am, you were there for around 2 minutes. I'm sure you wouldn't understand what the movie was about after 120 seconds of watching it, but that's just me. She made a couple other comments throughout the movie. She looked up its score on Rotten Tomatoes in the middle of the movie and kind of shouted out to everyone in the room. She's like, this movie got this much percent on Rotten Tomatoes? I want to say it's 89% or something in the 80s. This movie got 89% on Rotten Tomatoes? This movie sucks. She had been there for 3 minutes at that point. A very memorable Halloween night for me. Her comments maybe made me enjoy the movie a bit more, so I do have to thank her for that. The movie is very slow-paced, but that's what adds to the creepy factor. This last song I'm going to play is from a band called The Courtneys from Vancouver, British Columbia. It is a song called Silver Velvet.
Playing in the aisle.
was Silver Velvet by the Courtneys. My time here is done for today. I'd like to thank you all for listening and for amusing me in my post-Halloween, pre-Christmas talks. You are listening to CITR with me, Sydney. Well, not anymore, unfortunately. I hope to hear you all next time, and have a good rest of your Friday and beginning of your weekend.